I have to apologize for this review of the opera The Crucible, now having an outstanding presentation at Glimmerglass Festival in Cooperstown, New York. The opera, composed by Robert Ward, libretto by Bernard Stambler, had its premiere in 1961 and was awarded a Pulitzer Prize. The opera is based on the play of the same name authored by Arthur Miller in 1953, where it was awarded a Tony for Best Play. My apology is that in the early 1950s, I packed my car with my diploma, my textbooks, and my scribbles, and headed to New York to determine if I could find a career in the glow of being in the proximity of Arthur Miller, Tennessee Williams, and the other outstanding playwrights of that era. The apology also is in part that my political views have not altered over these 60-plus years, when people are still vilified for disagreeing with politicians who wrap themselves in American flags. A crucible is defined as a vessel in which substances are heated to huge temperatures. It is also defined as a severe trial or test. This certainly describes one of the most shameful times in American history, remembered as the New Salem Witch Trials in 1692. It was a period when accusations of the devil visiting the souls of residents brought sentences of instant death to the accused. In all, 220 Salem villagers were put to death before the trials were halted. The play was Arthur Miller's response to the so-called Red Scare, spearheaded by such elected officials as Senator Joe McCarthy, in a time when labels destroyed careers, when congressional committees subpoenaed persons to testify against colleagues. Miller himself had to testify to proclaim his loyalty to his country. Later, he is quoted as writing, quote, "Political movements are always trying to position themselves as shields against the unknown. Vote for me and you're safe from a malign, debauched, evil, religious wife-swapping, deceitful, immoral, stinking conspiracy stemming from the very bowels of hell." There's little question that the timeliness of this opera production at Glimmerglass should again make attendees aware of the political climes that prevail in 2016. One further quote from Edward R. Murrow: "We must remember always that accusations are not proof, and that convictions depend upon evidence and due process of the law. We will not walk in fear of one another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason." Under the stage direction of Glimmerglass artistic director Francesca Zambello and music conductor Nicole Piament, this production of the Crucible Opera is excellent and timely on every level. The leading roles sung by Brian Milligan and Jamie Barton as the husband and wife torn apart by accusations are outstanding, as is the supporting cast in the roles of the accusers and the accusees are excellent in their roles. The Crucible plays on selected dates now through August 27th at Glimmerglass Festival, Cooperstown, New York. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.